Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode we're going to look at how to ride and improve the free walk on a long rein. Now, the free walk is a movement that appears in all dressage tests up to medium level in British dressage. Now, riders often neglect it in their homeschooling sessions, which is a very costly omission given that the free walk is often worth double marks. Now, even if your horse doesn't naturally have the best walk in the world, there are things that you can do to improve the free walk and to maximise your score. So in this podcast episode, we're going to cover what makes an excellent free walk, how to ride this movement, the common mistakes that you need to avoid, and give you some exercises to help you improve this pace. So first up, what is the free walk on a long rein? Well, the free walk is a pace of relaxation and freedom. The horse is encouraged to take the reins forward and down and to stretch over his top line while showing a good amount of ground cover and overtrack in the walk. Now, you can also ride this same exercise in the trot, where it's given the descriptive name of allowing the horse to stretch, and also the nickname of a stretchy trot. But when it's ridden in the walk, we call it a free walk on a long rein. So now let's talk about why do we want to ride it? Because although many riders view the free walk as just an opportunity for the horse to have a break, it can actually provide many training benefits when it's ridden correctly. And here are a few of them. So it can encourage your horse to relax and release tension. It can increase your horse's stride length and range of limb movement. It can improve the flexibility of your horse's back, pelvis, and hip joints. It prevents your horse's muscles from becoming stiff and fatigued, which can happen if you ask him to work in the same frame for long periods. The free walk also promotes full body suppleness and athleticism, and it provides your horse with an enjoyable reward for his efforts. So as you can see, this is not a movement to be forgotten about. But now let's move on to talk about the qualities of a correct free walk. So to be awarded top marks for the free walk in a dressage competition, here are the qualities that you must demonstrate. So quality number one is a correct walk. So for the walk to be correct, it must have the correct rhythm and the correct sequence of footfalls. So let's start by looking at the rhythm. So the walk should have a clear and regular four-beat rhythm. So if you listen to your horse walk down a road, you should hear 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, with each beat evenly spaced and displaying an equal length and height of the steps on both sides of the horse. So basically, you should not hear 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. So that's the rhythm. Now let's talk about the sequence of footfalls. Because in order to create that four-beat rhythm, your horse's legs must move in the correct sequence. And that sequence is the horse's outside hind leg, then the horse's outside foreleg, then the horse's inside hind leg, and then the horse's inside foreleg. Now, the walk pace does not have a moment of suspension. So this means that there will always be at least two hooves on the ground at any given point in the sequence. And because of this, you cannot describe the walk as having cadence. So that's the first quality you need to have. You need to have a correct walk. But now let's move on to quality number two, which is ground cover and overtracking. So during the free walk, your horse should show a clear overtrack. And an overtrack is where your horse's hind feet travel past the prints that are left by his forefeet. Now, your horse should also cover maximum ground and demonstrate complete freedom of his shoulder. Now, moving on to quality number three, and this is relaxation. So, throughout the free walk, your horse should exhibit complete mental and physical relaxation, and he should allow his back to fully swing. Now, this quality is essential because even the slightest bit of tension can disrupt the walk rhythm, and it can also prevent your horse from showing a decent amount of ground cover and a clear overtrack, both of which are qualities which we've already discussed. So in order for you to be able to tick those boxes, your horse must be able to relax both mentally and physically. Now, quality number four is stretching over the back, forwards and down. So as you allow the reins to slip through your fingers for the free walk, your horse should follow the contact forwards and down, with his mouth reaching in line with his shoulder and the connection still maintained. So your horse should engage his abdominal muscles, lift and raise his back, and stretch over his entire top line as he reaches for that contact. And then moving on to quality number five, and this is purpose. So although your horse should be relaxed in the free walk, as we've already talked about, he should continue to march purposely forward with a good amount of activity. So let's just talk about those two definitions of purpose and activity. So when we talk about purpose, a walk with purpose should show an eagerness to arrive somewhere. So the horse should march with a tempo that is similar to drilling soldiers. And then when we look at activity, a walk with activity shows good bending of the hind leg joints and a briskness in the hind leg step. So activity does not mean a quick tempo. Now, both of those qualities of purpose and activity are needed in the free walk. And then finally, quality number six, and this is smooth transitions. So your transitions into and out of the free walk should remain rhythmical, straight, and free from tension. So that wraps up all the qualities that you should be able to see in a high quality, top scoring free walk. But now let's just answer the question of, is the horse just required to lower his head in the free walk? And the answer to this is no. This is a widespread misconception. Although your horse must stretch his head forwards and down, he is still required to work from active hind legs over a rounded back and stay connected to the bit. Now, if your horse merely walks along with a lowered head, his hind legs dragging along behind him, and your reins swinging in the wind, then this is not a free walk on a long rein. So now let's talk about, why does the dressage judge want to see the horse stretch during the walk? What is the purpose of this movement? Well, quite simply, the free walk on a long rein is a test to see if your horse is working correctly through his back to seek your contact. It also gives the judge information on how well you have schooled your horse in accordance with the dressage scales of training. Because if your horse is not working correctly, then you will be unable to perform this movement in a dressage test. Now, as a side note, you can also use the free walk during your training at home for this exact reason. So you can use it to test that your horse is working correctly through his back to seek your contact. So now that we know all about this movement, we know about its qualities and what the dressage judges are looking for, let's now go through four steps that you must follow in order to ride a correct free walk on a long rein. So, step number one. As we discussed, the free walk requires the horse to stretch over his top line towards the contact. Therefore, for the horse to want to follow the contact forwards and down, he first needs to be working correctly. So you should start by working your horse as usual in the walk, the trot, and the canter, and ride a variety of school movements, transitions, and circles, whilst encouraging your horse to transmit energy from his active hind legs over his swinging back and into an elastic and consistent contact. Now, if you need any help establishing this connection, then we do have some podcast episodes and also some articles on our website which will help. Just search for the articles of how to ride your horse from back to front and how to get your horse into an outline. But moving on to step number two. Once you have that connection, you're going to ride a smooth transition to medium walk whilst keeping your horse working forwards. Now, after a few good strides, you're going to allow your horse to chew the reins out of your hands and take the contact forward and down by letting the reins slide gradually through your fingers. Now, do not abandon the contact and do not try to fiddle the horse's head down. You must maintain a steady connection and you should still be able to feel your horse at the end of the reins. Remember that you should ride this exercise on a long rein and not a loose rein. Now, as a bit of a tip, it can be helpful to allow your inside rein to lengthen ever so slightly before your outside rein, especially if you are riding this movement on a large circle. And this is because this technique helps to maintain the connection during the beginning of the stretch. So that's just a little tip for you. But now let's move on to step three. So now you have your horse stretching during the free walk, you must keep your horse working forwards into that contact. Do not take your leg off, because if your horse drops behind your aids, this can cause you to lose the connection and your horse to lift his head. Now, in order to get maximum ground cover, you need to relax your seat and allow your hips to follow your horse's movement. Now, don't aggressively push with your seat, because that can cause your horse to hollow away from the uncomfortable pressure that you create, and it can cause tension in his back. Instead, all you need to do is simply allow your horse to walk freely forwards. And then we have the final step of step four, which is you need to ride a good transition back to the medium walk. So you need to shorten your reins gradually while keeping your leg on to maintain your horse's hind leg engagement and the connection to the contact. Now, when you are training this exercise at home, taking extra time with this transition back to the medium walk can be very helpful, because shortening your reins over several strides and allowing your horse to adjust his frame gradually can help to prevent tension and jogging. And then as your horse becomes more proficient at this transition from the free walk into the medium walk, you can then begin to shorten your reins and adjust his frame over fewer strides, which will be required later on in a dressage test. And that about wraps up the four steps that you need to follow in order to ride a good free walk on a long rein. But now let's talk about all the things that can go wrong. So let's talk about five common faults that are regularly seen in this movement. So first up, fault number one, which is that you abandon the contact. So during the free walk, although it is required on a long rein, you must maintain a contact. As we said, it's a long rein, not a loose rein. Now, if you throw the contact away, then your horse has no contact to seek, which results in your horse raising his head and not stretching forwards and down, because he has nothing to stretch forwards and down into. Now, instead, what you need to do is simply allow the reins to slip through your fingers whilst maintaining an elastic feeling with your horse's bit. So that was fault number one. Let's now move on to fault two, which is that your horse does not stretch. So if you allow your horse to chew the reins out of your hands gradually, but your horse still just lifts his head and comes off the contact, then this is an indication that your horse was not working correctly in the first place. So as mentioned, for your horse to want to stretch and follow the contact, he must first be working over his back and seeking the bit. Now, when your horse is working correctly, he will find the stretch an enjoyable reward and he will stretch every single time. Now, as mentioned, if you are still having problems with this connection, check out those articles we mentioned earlier, how to ride your horse from back to front, and also how to get your horse into an outline. You can also take a look at the dressage scales of training, particularly the first three training scales of rhythm, suppleness, and contact. But now moving on to fault three, and this is that your horse loses energy. Now, you are likely to experience this fault if you do not regularly practice the free walk at home. Because without frequent practice throughout your training sessions, your horse will associate the walk with a break or with the end of a session. And this will cause him to drop behind your leg and to come off your aids, resulting in a poor amount of ground cover and a poor amount of overtrack. Now, you can fix this fault easily by interspersing the free walk into your daily schooling sessions whilst keeping your horse attentive and working forward from your leg. Now let's talk about fault number four, which is a very common one, and this is jogging when transitioning back into a medium walk. Now, this can happen for a few reasons, and we're going to talk about four of them. So reason number one for jogging is that your horse was not genuinely relaxed. Now, tension is more likely to show in the walk than in any other pace. And this is because for your horse to move his legs in the correct sequence and rhythm in the walk, then each of his long back muscles must alternately contract and relax. Now, if the horse is tense and he holds these muscles tensely without the ability to relax them, then that can cause the horse to jog. So to correct this fault, you must prioritize relaxation. Now, reason number two for jogging is that your horse is anticipating an upcoming transition into trot or canter. Now, horses are very good at learning dressage tests too. Therefore, if you repetitively practice these transitions in the same place, then your horse will begin to anticipate them. So you can avoid this by not practicing the same dressage test too much at home, and instead just ride lots of free walk to medium walk transitions at different places in the arena. Some of those could be followed by a trot or canter transition, and some of those could not be. But the goal here is just to mix it up a little bit to prevent your horse from anticipating. Now, reason number three for jogging is that your horse was not working into a genuine elastic contact. Now, if the contact that you have with your horse is not elastic, then when you attempt to shorten your reins, he will resist it, which will result in tension and jogging. Now, as we've said, the fundamentals of this exercise require you to have already established an accepting and elastic contact with your horse. And then finally, reason number four for jogging is that you shorten your reins too abruptly. So you must shorten your reins smoothly, giving your horse time to adjust his frame, his balance, and his strides. Shortening your reins too quickly or too harshly can create uncomfortable backwards pressure on the bit. It can cause your horse to tense, to resist the contact, and therefore begin to jog. Now, you can correct this easily by adjusting your contact gradually and politely. So that covers the main reasons for fault four, which is jogging when transitioning back into the medium walk. But now let's look at the final fault of the free walk, fault number five, which is that your horse curls his head into his chest. So when you allow the reins to slip through your fingers, Your horse must take the contact forward and down with his nose either on or just in front of the vertical. Your horse must not curl his neck up, bring his nose into his chest, and position his head dramatically behind the vertical. Yes, your horse may have lowered his head and be working on a longer rein, but this is still incorrect. Now, if your horse exhibits this fault, usually this is because he has learned to duck behind the contact instead of stretching forwards into it. Now, you can fix this by going back to basics. So you need to teach your horse how to work over a rounded back with engaged abdominal muscles, and you need to encourage him to seek a correct contact. Okay, so that about covers the most common faults that are seen in the free walk. Let's now take a look at some exercises. So we're going to give you four exercises that you can use to help improve the quality of your horse's free walk. So the first exercise, exercise number one, is pole work. So what we want you to do is we want you to lay out some poles at a comfortable distance apart for your horse to walk over them with ease. And then what you're going to do after you've walked through them a couple of times, increase the distance little by little until your horse must stretch to reach them. Now, once you have the poles at a suitable stretchable length, what you're going to do next is you're going to ride your horse in an active medium walk. And then as you approach the poles, a stride or two before your horse must step over the first one, you're going to allow the reins to slide gradually through your fingers, and you're going to ride your horse forwards into a free walk on a long rein over the poles. And then once you've finished the poles, you can then pick your horse back up into a normal medium walk. Now, this exercise has the following benefits. Firstly, the poles will make your horse lift his legs in the correct regular sequence. Therefore, it will correct any rhythm irregularities that you may have. The second benefit is that the distance between the poles will help increase your horse's stride length and improve his ground cover. The third benefit is that the poles require your horse to cover the same distance with each leg. Therefore, it promotes a quality and straightness in your horse's stride length. And the fourth benefit is that in order for your horse to assess where he is placing his legs, he will be encouraged to raise his back, to engage his abdominal muscles, to lower his head, and to stretch out his top line. Obviously, qualities that we want to see in a good free walk. So this is a very good exercise to practice at home. But for maximum lasting benefits, you must repeat it regularly. But now let's move on to exercise number two, and this is frequent transitions. So one of the best exercises to help improve your horse's free walk is to ride several transitions from the free walk to medium walk and then back to free walk. So although these seem like very basic transitions, they will help to improve your horse's relaxation and throughness. They will gymnasticize his top line and also develop a longer swinging stride. Now, they also allow you to train your horse how to lengthen and shorten his frame, and also gives you the opportunity to practice that tricky transition from free walk back to medium walk, ensuring that it remains rhythmical and relaxed, and you don't get that dreaded jogging. Now, for additional benefits, you can also ride these transitions on a large circle. But speaking of circles, now let's go into exercise number three, which is spirals. Now, spirals are a great exercise to help improve your horse's connection from his hind legs into the contact and to get him securely into your outside rein while enhancing his engagement and his lateral suppleness. Remember that lateral suppleness is side-to-side suppleness. So here's what you're going to do. So first, start by working your horse in walk on a large 20-meter circle. Then you're going to gradually spiral inwards onto either a 15 metre circle or a 10 metre circle, depending on your horse's current level of lateral suppleness. Now, at the same time, you need to maintain a good rhythm and an active tempo. And then once you've ridden your smaller circle, you're going to spiral back out onto your 20 metre circle and allow your horse to take the reins and to stretch into a free walk on a long rein as you do so. You're then going to ride a full 20 metre circle in the free walk before gradually shortening your reins and transitioning back to a medium walk while simultaneously spiraling back inwards again. So basically, you're going to be using the circle to help you change your horse's frame. So when you spiral inwards, you are shortening the reins and you are lifting your horse up into a medium walk. And then when you spiral outwards, you are allowing with the reins and allowing your horse to take the contact forwards and down for the free walk. Now you can ride this spiraling in and out as normal, or you can also spiral in and out by leg yielding for additional suppleness benefits. But now let's talk about the last exercise, exercise number 4, which is hacking. So if your free walk lacks ground cover with minimal or zero overtracking, then one of the easiest ways to improve upon this is to take your horse out hacking, because most horses will offer up a much higher quality walk when they're out hacking than compared to walking around an arena. Now, allowing your horse to march purposely forwards under his own steam on a long rein in the great outdoors, if it's safe to do so, obviously, is a fantastic way to open your horse up. It can encourage him to take longer strides, to push and engage more with his hind legs, and to improve the lateral flexion and the swing through his back. Whilst you're out hacking as well, you can also ride those transitions between the free walk and the medium walk, as we talked about in exercise number 2, to help further develop your horse's throughness. But now to wrap this episode up, the free walk should show your horse in a relaxed state, being allowed to lower and stretch out his head and neck. Now, notably, your horse must take the contact forward and down so that his mouth reaches in line with his shoulder. Now, his back should lift and his steps should show an increase in ground cover with a clear overtrack, and he should also demonstrate complete freedom of his shoulders. Now, throughout the exercise, you must maintain an elastic connection with the bit, and you should continue to ride your horse suitably forwards. Now, although many riders do neglect this exercise when they're training at home, diligent training of the free walk encourages relaxation, it promotes suppleness and swing, and also it's an enjoyable stretch for your horse. Now, if you have any questions when it comes to this podcast episode, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other free stuff, our books, our training diaries and competitions, then please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you for taking the time to listen to our podcast, and we hope that you got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff, which is available on our website, howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of dressage books, planners, and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.